Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
It's a Wednesday. The cutest,
guys,
most nunu.
It's about to happen.
Bestest part of the entire week is about to go down for real. Welcome to the Kiddies Hotline.
It's the Kiddies Hotline.
All right, so amidst the KZN investigating, trying to find out where Bug Mike number 7 is hidden to win a share of 250,000 Rand, we want to celebrate heritage when it comes to Kiddies Hotline. So this one is going to be adorable. Stacey, that video that we saw of Samantha on social media,
yeah,
very thought-provoking, but interesting.
So this is something that actually is quite anxiety-inducing, unless you are like one of like three things, right? So when your company, or when your school, or when whoever is like, guys, Heritage Day is coming, you know we're going to braai, it's going to be a vibe, but can you please come dressed in your heritage?
Yes.
There's like this kind of like, but are we not like, you know, Simonye, we are one? Didn't Freshly Grant say, we are all Africa? Like, what does it mean? And there is genuine panic and genuine concern. So one time's mom, who got the assignment because Kitty needs to get dressed up for Heritage Day, shared her thoughts on TikTok. Have a listen to mom Samantha quickly.
I really hope that this doesn't offend any South African. But I have a genuine question. On Tuesday's Heritage Day, and I don't know how to embrace my South African heritage because I'm not Afrikaans, I don't have Dutch in me, I don't have English in me, I don't have Ireland or Wales or any other kind of heritage in me. I am South African. That's how I see it.
Listen, I understand where she's coming from and it's fair. Listen, we are all South African, so you could literally wear whatever resembles South African, which is why we've now literally gone to the level of we're just going to braai, because it's a unifying moment for all South Africans, which is something that we all can be involved in. I understand the struggle of being like almost, it's almost like a very isolating feeling that I'm not, but you know, like, but I want to be involved. It's a beautiful day.
And also, you know that like 5 years ago, you took that weird ancestry like test and it came back with weird results and you were like, actually, maybe this was a scam because they're still emailing me, asking me for $80. So in this hour, as part of Kitty's Hotline, we want to know from the kids, right? Because kids are always down to clown. What are you wearing for Heritage Day? Like at school, if you're going to dress up, I would imagine it would be now on Friday when schools break up, right? You're going to go in your civvies and your casual clothes. What are you wearing for Heritage Day? Tell us on 061-792-9495. And to all the other parentals and older siblings in the car, hand over those cell phones, babe.
Please.
They can't have jobs. They're just babies.
Just let us know. We've got Nozzy up first.
Hello, Stacey and Jay Spoo. My name is Nozzy from Freyhead. And on Heritage Day, I'll be wearing my favorite traditional Zulu outfit.
And all of a sudden, feels like a Friday party in the USA. Miley Cyrus on East Coast Radio, KZN, somewhat hit music station. Don't worry, just a couple days left, 2 days, then you know it's the weekend, baby. Chill. We've activated the Kiddies Hotline because it is a Wednesday, and ahead of Heritage Day, we're asking the kids to let us know what are they going to be wearing for Heritage Day. There's only one outfit I feel for Heritage Day: the South African outfit.
Is it the Speedo?
Well, could be the t-shirt as well.
Yeah.
Could be anything, really. Doesn't really matter for me. It's like, you could just rock whatever South African. Whatever makes you feel like, hey, I've stepped out, I'm outside, and bam, I feel like I'm in South Africa. Whatever that outfit looks like, rock it for on Heritage Day.
In fact, if you find a reflective surface and stare into it, it's you, babe. You're ready.
You.
You're dressed.
It's the Kiddies Hotline.
Yesterday from the kids, we want to know exactly what it is that they hope is going to be a civvies day sometime this week. The parentals are stressing. Heard from mom earlier, Samantha on TikTok, saying, don't really know what to do. Not really sure. Identify, you know, very strong South African core. So what does that mean? So a very good friend of mine who is in fashion,
darling,
they are having a corporate Heritage Day thing, also similar assignment, right? You got to go to work and represent your heritage. And one of the, what they call fashion packs that he's put together, is you could just wear monochrome, so top to toe, one color.
Yes.
From the South African flag. Like you could go head to toe red,
head
to toe green, white, black, blue. Like, and I thought this was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because this is genuinely very stressful for people, because all you really want is the free braai food that the office is going to provide. All you really want are snacks at school. You know what I mean?
And just belong, man. When we celebrate something in South Africa, you don't want to feel isolated about it. So me, being the dad that I am, a diverse father who adapts to the current times. Zanda's going to be wearing umkhele, which is about this dideng, man. What do you call it? The headband.
The headpiece.
The headband that's made out of fur. Springbok t-shirt. Or maybe Bafana Bafana, depending on my mood that day. Springbok. Vans and jeans. So we're keeping it nice and cool.
He looks like you look this weekend.
100%.
Heritage comes standard. So kids of KZN, exactly what are you wearing for your Heritage Day celebrations at school? 061-792-9495.
Hello, Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's Holly Mayer speaking. What I am going to be wearing for Heritage Day is my gymnastics uniform because I am doing SA Champs in Cape Town. Okay, bye.
The Kid Laroi and the Beeb stay. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, as the entire country gears up for Heritage Day.
Excited, man.
Next week, Tuesday, again, to the grown people, if you have not swung past HR to put in leave for Monday, then what are you doing with your lives? You can have a nice long weekend. The kids will be on school holiday. Must be nice, eh? To not have to pay bills. So before they go on their little, like, holiday vibes, there will probably be some kind of Heritage Day-esque situation happening at school. And we wanted to know from them exactly what they will be donning to represent Seto Afrikaan.
Hi, Stacey and Jay's Boo. My name is Aiden.
And I am Ruan.
On Heritage Day, we will be wearing anything comfortable to braai in.
Hello, Stacey and Jay's Boo. My name is Michael Melusi Stain. On Heritage Day, I will be wearing Ibeh shoes.
Hi, my name is Adriano. So what I didn't wear on Heritage Day, it is a t-shirt with our flag and it will say proudly South Africans.
Hi, Stacey and Jay's Boo. Hey, what I'm going to be wearing for Heritage Day is going to be a South African hairstyle, a Portuguese skirt,
nice,
and an Ireland shirt.
I love it. An agglomeration of many cultures.
That's it.
That's beautiful. And that's how it should be, because one, we are Simunye, Sonke in South Africa. We are all Africa.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.